This is your Team 20 in Nebraska All Sports Leader Koobskis, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome, everybody. My name is Wyatt Cooley alongside my partners Eric Cumley, and we got a special guest for you today, head coach of the men's soccer team, Jason Wydus. Coach, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're going to kick it off right away with a question that many of us have been wondering is your goalie situation. Throughout the season, we've noticed you've played three different goalies, with including Federico Simonetti, who was your starter last year, being part of that rotation. We were just curious on the thought process behind that. Was there a battle that was going on, or what was the issue?
Yeah, I mean, the issue is we're in a really great position for a goalkeeper position. We've had some great goalkeepers throughout my time here at Concordia. But I would argue that, hands down, this is the best goalkeeper situation we've ever been in. The depth and quality of our goalkeeper position is just, it's really outstanding. I think that we're deeper in that position than we are any other position. And the challenge of that position is it's a position that you don't have many substitutions. You don't really make a lot of rotations within a game. It's generally, you're playing that person for 90 minutes, unless there is some performance issue within a game, but you know that doesn't happen often, or there's just a situation where something, you know, tactically needs to be changed for some reason. I think the good news for us is all of our goalkeepers have just slightly different skill sets. They have some skill sets that are really similar that they all do well, but each of them has a little different characteristic. So I guess we feel that we've been able to select some goalkeepers for that particular game or that particular period based on one who we feel is like playing at the top level at that point, which is honestly the smallest of margins for us. And then secondly, what skill sets are going to be required in this game? Either something we're looking to do and something we need that this particular goalkeeper possesses at a little bit higher level than the other goalkeepers, or something we anticipate that we're gonna see within that upcoming opponent. So, you know, the reality is, I think it's been, for me, I've been here for 14 years, and it's been the hardest decision of any positional decision I've had to make over 14 years. You know, our staff has really struggled with that decision at times. And I think one thing we've told our goalkeepers throughout this process is, it's a decision that we feel like we can't get wrong. We can't get wrong because we have a lot of good goalkeepers, and no matter who we select, we feel like we're putting ourselves in a position to succeed. So that is comfort to me, knowing that we can't get it wrong, but at the same token, we're always going to get it wrong because we have a lot of good goalkeepers, and whoever we select, we have a couple other guys that are frustrated with that decision, that feel that they're worthy and are worthy of being in that position, and they're not wrong, they are. So I think it's been a challenge, but I think that group has really handled it well given the challenges and complexity of that. They continue to work hard and train hard and get better, and it's really pushing each other. All of our goalkeepers are getting better each day, and you know, we actually have four goalkeepers, and our fourth really, for right now, maybe hasn't been in the conversation for starting, but he's been a good goalkeeper for us, and that he's a freshman, and he's really improved, and he's adding to our goalkeeper group as well. So we're just in a really deep position in that position.
Sure, sounds like it.
Right now, we're sitting at 6-6-1 overall, 4-3 in GPAC. What are your goals for the last four games of the season, and how are you guys practicing to achieve those goals?
Yeah, I mean, our goals are overarching, focusing on our team goal. And one of our team goals this year was to finish in the top two of the conference. And the unfortunate part for us is we're in a pretty challenging position to accomplish that goal. It's still on the table, it's still possible. So that's our aim. And for us to do that, we pretty much have to be perfect from here on out and not drop any points and really go undefeated the remaining GPAC games. And that's hard because the GPAC has become more and more competitive as these years have gone on. And there are a lot of teams that are capable of being there in the hunt. I mean, right now, you've got Northwestern, who's in the driver's seat, who's undefeated in a conference that really it's theirs to lose at this point. They have to really mess up to not win the league. And then there's about six teams that are right there in the hunt for, you know, second through seventh, maybe even seven when you count. So it's really second through eighth. And we are in a position to finish anywhere in that. And there's a lot of other teams right there with us in our similar position that could finish anywhere in that. So these last few games are critical to accomplishing our team goal. So that's really what we're focused on. And, you know, for us to do that, we have to take a game-by-game mentality and, you know, focus on who we have upcoming and forget about what's rest to come. Because when you think about trying to be perfect for the rest of the season, it can kind of seem a little daunting. But when you think about performing well in this game, it's definitely more manageable. So that's really our focus. In terms of what we're doing in practice, you know, things haven't changed from what we had early in the year when that was our goal. Even though we've maybe stumbled a couple times or had some narrow losses, you know, our focus in training is to compete with each other, to help increase the level of play, to create the right mentality that we're going into every game, that we're focused on us primarily and know that what we do within the game has the biggest factor as opposed to our opponents. So I think our guys are, right now for us, I think despite a few hiccups kind of mid-season and not getting some results, they have a really good mentality, and I think we're really excited about what's to come these last few games.
Speaking of your offense has been very dominant throughout the season, out shooting your opponents 192 to 144. They just can't seem to put the ball in the net when it matters most. What are you doing in practice and preparation to help your offense achieve the ball into the net?
Yeah, that is the hardest thing to do in the game of soccer, and that's the challenge, I think, from outsiders or fans or even within our own team to say, you guys put the ball in the back of the net. How hard is that? What is hard? And it's you find yourself in a lot of pressure moments, and certainly we look back and think, oh, we should have or could have converted that chance, or it can be frustrating when we end up tying or losing a game when we feel like we created some really quality chances that if we just were a little bit more clinical in those moments, we would have a result, we'd have a win. So I think we just focus first on us creating chances, right? Because unless we're creating chances, we don't even have to talk about our ability to put them away. So that's really our focus. And because every player in a attacking position, you have to take more risks. So their risks are harder than the risks a center back has to take. So we just continue to encourage them to continue to take risks, to continue to believe in themselves, to take the next chance, even if you miss. So really, it's, I guess, framing the right mentality to be successful. And then, you know, what we're doing within in training is trying to put our guys in a lot of finishing situations, in different finishing situations, and just one that we can take advantage of those. Sometimes that's a little extra practice for some attacking players to maybe do finishing practice here on the side, and encourage our guys to spend a little time on their own, you know, in between practices, because practice is somewhat limiting in terms of what we can do. But if you can find, you know, 20 minutes a couple times a week to go out to the field and by yourself and you and a ball and a goal and do some finishing or with a teammate, that certainly helps improve those as well. So for us, we're just focused on first the mentality and having the right mentality, and secondly, making sure that we're practicing those situations over and over. And I'm confident that our team can break out of that and have some breakout games, because we do have guys that are capable of having a hat trick on their day, and you know, I think we trust in those guys to come through.
Last year we went to the GPAC tournament, lost in the quarterfinals, 10-5-1 I believe we were. This year we're 6-6-1. What's the biggest difference from last year's team to this year's team?
Well, honestly, one of the biggest differences is this year I think we have more depth than we've probably ever had before. And you know, you look at the record and say, okay, that doesn't really indicate that, because we have more losses at this point in the season than we've had for several years. I don't know if we've had six or more losses for a while at least. I think the biggest difference would be this team maybe hasn't quite converted the chances that we've had and put away some of those games. We've been, I think, a little unlucky from time to time in that some of the goals conceded, because we haven't conceded many goals, have been a deflection goal or something like that, that it caroms off one of our defenders and ends up in the back of the net. So it's not exactly an own goal, but it was something that our goalkeeper likely would have stopped. It or appeared that they likely would have stopped it, but it took a carom and went another direction, ended up in the back of their net. We've probably had four of those throughout the first half of the season. And, you know, in my 14 years, I can remember just one or two over the course of 14 years. And we had, you know, four in the first several games of the season. So I felt there was a little bit of unlucky. But at the same token, I think teams make their own luck, you know, and it's moments where we maybe could have blocked a shot, or we could have been brave and put our body on the line in those moments to try and block it. So biggest difference would be, like I said, putting those chances away. But I talked about depth that we have within this team, And I think it's one of those that we haven't at all times been able, really throughout the season, to showcase that depth, because we have had a lot of injuries this year. For instance, we've had our captain, João Pedro Veríssimo. He's been out since maybe game three of the season. Matt Schultz, who was having a great early season, missed basically from game one. First half in game one, he went out, and he just played his first minutes this past week. So, has pretty much missed the whole season up until now. He's just now getting back into the swing of things. We have Victor Meneses, who looked like one of our top attacking players in preseason. The first couple of weeks, he was just on fire and playing at such a high level and such a higher level than he had been the previous year, his first year here after transferring here. And he's a guy that actually hasn't been able to play 1 second of a game for us. He kind of got picked up an injury in an exhibition game right before our season started and hasn't played since then. And then we've had just a slew of other injuries, that guy's out for a couple games, this guy's out. Martin Herrera missed a few games through an injury. We've had other guys that have been out, and we've probably missed between 3 and 7 guys throughout this season. And I think we're good enough to overcome that depth, and we should be. So it certainly is no excuse for the position we're in. We just haven't really been able to showcase that full depth that we have within this team. Because I look at preseason, the way our first 2 weeks were of training, I think it was at a higher level than I've ever seen in my 14 years here. So I think, once we get a few of those guys back, it will certainly help that process. But there aren't that much difference between this team and other teams in terms of why things are the way they are. It's the smallest margins. I mean, we've only lost by more than one goal once this season, and that was early on to Grandview, who's a top 25 type team, and I think receiving votes for top 25. And, I thought they were one of the best teams we saw this year thus far. And it was still a game where it was a very competitive game, despite it was 2-0. I mean, great saves on both sides, great chances, and we just didn't convert those chances. Every other game's been a really tight game. It's come down to the wire. It's been a one-goal game. It's, against Northwestern, Morningside, some other top teams within our conference. They're just tight one-goal games that we've either just lost narrowly. So I think this team still believes in what we can accomplish, because it's not like this team is really faltering, and there's something we're incredibly missing. I just think it's the smallest margin sometimes. I think we said that over and over this year. Hey, this is a pretty good performance. It's the smallest margins. They had 3 chances, and they converted one of them. We had 7 chances, and we didn't convert one. So it's the tiniest of things.
Yassim Bessaid was one of your best players last year, led your team in points. And he's also doing that again this year. What have you seen in his play throughout his years at Concordia? What have you seen in his growth and development as a player to be one of your top players? Because I feel like we talk about him every single week.
Yeah, I think Yassine has really improved in his time here. Obviously, he came in as a really good player, played a community college out in California. And we expected him to have an immediate impact on the team, and he did. But I think Yassine will be the first to say this, in that I think he was disappointed in his first season here, in that I think he felt like he was capable of so much more. And I think we felt that as well. And I think Yassine worked really hard to improve that and work on little things. But I think some of the differences we see from year one to year two, and where that, despite being one of the team leaders last year, where I think he's improved his game heading into this year and throughout this year, would be he has a lot of quality, but I think last year maybe his turnover ratio was too high for a guy of his quality and technical ability. And I think he's a really smart player too, really a great tactical mind, and understands the game really well, and how to create space, how to make space for others, how to interchange. He's a guy who in the attack is very mobile. But there's also protection of the ball in 1v1 situations. Maybe last year wasn't at the level that we think he's capable of. I think that's where he's improved so much, his retention of things, retention of the ball. If he's turning over the ball, it's with him taking a risk. It's hit with him playing a forward pass in behind the back line, a really threatening ball, or he's taking a shot, or he's putting in a good cross. It's all really calculated high-risk things that they don't come off very often, but you've got to take those risks. Where I felt last year sometimes his turnovers weren't on the highest risk things, were on the simple things that he could just do a little bit better and sharpen up. I think he's really done that this year. It was evident from right away from day one. And I think also maybe the depth of our team has helped his trust in teammates and players around him, where there's a little bit more combination play than there was last year, where maybe last year he felt like he maybe had to do it on his own or put it on his back, where I think there's a little bit more trust in others this year too. But yeah, I think Yassin's taken a good step forward for us this year.
Well, thanks, Coach, for joining us here. And thank you all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week when we actually talk more in depth about other sports. Follow us on Instagram at CUNEKubski. Make sure you email us if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments at CUNEKubski@gmail.com. Again, that is CUNEKUBSKE@gmail.com. And follow us on Twitter
at Kubski.
And thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye.